Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 7th of December, a day that will live in infamy. Prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, get your basic field gear together. We sometimes call it a bug out bag, sometimes called a bug home bag. Whatever you call it, doesn't matter. Get it together, and it's going to be customized for you and your situation. It's going to be different things for different people. Basically, a backpack that will hold some water, some food, maybe a map and compass, leather gloves. Something to keep you warm at night if you think you might be sleeping, and things like that. And I'm not going to go into any detail on that. And also, the second part of the twofer today is salt. It may be one of the best, most ideal long-term storage items. If you live 100 miles or more from an ocean, listen carefully, human beings cannot live without salt. They can't. So you need to get a supply of salt, I would say at least a quarter ton, that's 500 pounds, of iodized salt. Sea salt's even better if you want to spend a little bit more money. 50 pounds would probably be more than enough salt for most families, by the way, more than enough to last for many, many years. But it's a great barter item. Cold won't bother it. Heat won't bother it. Insects won't bother it. No, thieves don't want it, at least not right now. They might after a crisis begins, of course. And it's very cheap to buy, easy to store, and so forth. So get yourself a good supply of salt. Okay. I'm very concerned with what's going on with North Korea. Now, the former director of the CIA, Mr. Woolsey, stated publicly in September that the 2 satellites that North Korea has that pass over the United States twice a day, or once every 12 hours on a polar orbit, are equipped with nuclear devices. Now, we've been warned about this for decades. It was 30 years ago this year, 1987, that the TV miniseries titled America Spelled with a K instead of a C, America Spelled with a K, was broadcast on ABC. Hugely popular. It starred Christopherson. I can never say his name right. Marielle Hemingway, Sam Neill, Robert Ehrlich, and a young woman named Lara Boyle in her first major role. I watched it. It was hugely, hugely popular. At the time, it was called the most ambitious American miniseries ever created. It begins 10 years after the Russia took over the United States. They don't tell you, and I watched carefully, they do not tell you how America took over Russia. They don't. And it's not for lack of looking. And I did look. I looked carefully. Now, for years, you know, before YouTube came along, it was difficult to get your hands on a copy of that. You know, there were pirate copies on VHS around. I've had one myself in the past, but now it's on YouTube. If you scroll down the right side of my homepage, you'll find something related to it, which is the answer. The answer to the question, how did Russia take over the United States? And the answer lies in the book. The miniseries was based on a book, the book by the same title, I believe, titled America. My friend Tim Spencer published, he typed it out, basically, the first three pages, the prologue to the book, which reveals the secret. How did Russia take over the United States in this novel? The answer is an EMP attack. Seriously, an EMP attack. That's how they did it. Moving forward, there's been other Hollywood depictions, one of the more recent ones being the new version of Red Dawn, where they used the film initially had been written, and it was already finished and ready to be released, with the Red Chinese staging an EMP attack to take over the United States. Well, the Red Chinese, through their economic wherewithal, were able to stop that from being released, and the studio changed all the bad guys from being communist Chinese to being North Koreans. With the digital technology, they can do that these days. And they did. And the film was released. The new version of Red Dawn came out a couple of years ago. Now, I like both versions. I know people have very strong opinions about liking the first or liking the second. I like both. I think they both stand on their own merit. I don't get too caught up in that, quite frankly. I really don't. So the warnings are out there. It's been said, and I have no reason to doubt it, that there's some kind of foundational spiritual mandate on the part of the New World Order, those who want to destroy us, to give us warnings about what they intend to do. So the warnings are out there. What do they want? I'll tell you what they don't want. Fat, unhealthy, lazy Americans. That's what they don't want, which is how they regard most of us. Obviously, we're not all that way. What do they want? They want what lies between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians. That's what they want. They want the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet. That's what they want. And that won't be hurt very bad by an EMP attack. Obviously, the farms will be fine where everything's grown. Tractors are going to need to be repaired and replaced. The way that the grain is transported would have to be repaired and replaced. That's all very doable to get the prize being the agricultural real estate of the United States of America, and of course destroying the American Christian middle class. There's a spiritual aspect to this. Don't fool yourself. There's absolutely a spiritual aspect to this. There's no precedence in world history for the American Christian middle class spending their own money not government money, not church money, spending their own money to go to the most godforsaken places on the planet, bring the word of God and helping people to get fresh water and get medical attention, get dental attention, build schools, and so forth. There's no precedence for that. Not on the scale it's happened with the American Christian middle class. Other countries have smaller versions of what the United States does. Let's give credit where credit is due, and they do, and God bless them for doing so. Canadians do this. Brits do this. French do this. Germans. Dutch. And so forth. But in terms of sheer numbers of well-meaning people spending their own money, there's nothing even comes close to what American middle-class Christians do to help people in the third world. The spiritual aspect of this is to destroy the American Christian middle class. That's one of the goals. That's a major goal. And we need to survive. We need to send them to their maker. Let them worship Gaia or Lucifer, whoever they want to worship. I don't care. Let them go meet their maker. Well, maybe Allah. Let them meet their maker. There's been a coalition developed, by the way, between the Muslim leadership and the communist leadership and the New World Order to bring down the American Christian middle class, destroy it once and for all, forever. They can't be tolerated. The American Christian middle class cannot be tolerated on the world scene. Men and women who are showing their Christian charity by their works, spending their own money to spread the word of Jesus Christ and do good in the world. It doesn't work very well in Muslim countries, by the way. When Christians reach out to Muslims in goodwill, the Muslims think, oh, they're just doing this to look good on the world stage. They're not really doing this because it's the right thing to do. And not because of what's in their hearts, but they're doing it to make themselves look good. When American GIs want to build a clinic in Afghanistan or Iraq, it's not appreciated by many, if not most, of the locals. They do their best to kill the Americans, build a clinic, and then destroy the clinic itself. So that's the way that is in those Muslim countries. But in most of the rest of the world, the work of the American Christian missionaries is thoroughly appreciated and helps save a lot of innocent lives, bring modern dental care, modern medical care to people, helping to have clean water, maybe helping the farmers learn some techniques that will improve their yields, their crops. How's that affect you folks listening to me? All over the United States, all over the world as far as that goes. You need to take charge of your own preparedness. Take responsibility for the safety and well-being of the people you care about. That's what I do. That's what I hope you're doing. I know the demographics of my listeners. Typically, Caucasian males, Caucasian females, over age 50. We have a lot of younger listeners, men and women who have had careers, their chosen careers, typically various levels of success, which they may or may not still be working in, with children, possibly adult children, possibly grandchildren. I do private consultations. I do speaking engagements. If you want me to come to your community, just go to my website. There on the right side, you'll see professional consultations and keynote presentations. Get the details there. We have my radio show meetup this evening in Rolla, Missouri. We'll be meeting at the Benton Square restaurant there in Rolla. We meet for dinner at 5 p.m. We go upstairs to the third floor meeting room at 6 p.m. for the meeting. You do not need to buy dinner to attend. It's free and open to the public. It's a fun event. We've been doing this now for a number of years, and something I'll always look forward to, the first Thursday of pretty much every month, weather allowing and the restaurant being open. Sometimes the restaurant's closed. It changed hands, and they changed the name of it. It's an Italian restaurant now. But the Benton Square Spa is still called the Benton Square Spa. That's no longer called the Benton Square Restaurant, but it's a century-old three-story brick schoolhouse. It's been extensively rehabbed and very nice place, by the way. And you can get a meal at a reasonable price. And it's a thoroughly enjoyable event, and I hope if you got the time, you can come by this evening. Take responsibility. If nobody else in your family is doing it, then do it yourself. If you're getting resistance from your spouse, do it anyway. Many spouses are resistant to spending family resources being time and money, to anything involving preparedness. During these consultations since 1977, I did my first one 40 years ago this summer. A couple flew out from Las Vegas for their private consultation with me here. Doing it for 40 years, I expect that frequently one spouse or the other doesn't want to even hear about it. It's a tough place to be. And it varies from couple to couple. If both spouses are on the same page, that's wonderful. It makes things go a lot smoother, obviously. Do what you can. If you got a resistant spouse, attempt the following. Characterize what you want to do as just another form of insurance. We have homeowners insurance, life insurance, automobile insurance. This is another form of insurance. The difference being, instead of a year's worth of canceled checks, you've got a year's worth of food that can be consumed. Instead of a year's worth of canceled checks, you have garden seeds. Instead of a year's worth of canceled checks, you've got water filters. We got a call on hold here where it's still very early in the morning. Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Water filters, yeah, that's very important, I think. And having spare filters. And, I wish, right. I know you've mentioned salt several times on the program. I was thinking about, in terms of trade in the future, gold, silver, things like that, copper, that's all good. But I think that would come into being later on.
You're right.
Perhaps
it
much
would.
Later on.
It would. You're right. It would.
Yeah. So in the interim, the salt might turn out to be the one of the prime trading elements, I would think. And so I'm thinking in terms of dispersion, how you would get it out to folks, because what we're talking about here is a new form of trade until later on. What I thought is if you get typing paper, are you familiar with what origami is, John?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a Japanese art form involving making figures out of paper, right?
That's correct. Now, there's a origami configuration in paper where you can actually make an envelope. And I used to know how to do it, and I'm going to get on the Internet, I guess, and find out. But if you buy typing paper, sometimes you can get that stack of 500 sheets for very cheap.
You can. You want to hold on through the break here, Dan?
Sure.
We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Thursday, the 7th of December. Dan, let's continue with your story here. Dan? Is Dan still there? I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Well, Dan, if you want to come back with us, just let my engineer know. Okay. Preparedness. It's become pretty mainstream the last 10 or 12 years. Back when I got started in 1977, it was relegated to the back pages of some magazines, firearms magazines, publications like that, Mother Earth News. You'd see listings for books for sale that would help you understand that and things of that nature. Dan, are you back here now?
I'm back, John. I guess we got cut off.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Mother Earth News, I missed that. And Foxfire.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
About salt. using that typing paper, if you split that paper in half, standard typing paper, that might be an ideal instrument to disperse that that salt in.
And, oh, to make an envelope, you mean, to package it up in?
Yeah, because ideally, in anything like that, you don't want to start out just having been in merchandising. You don't want to start out selling large items, because invariably you'll sell too much for too little, and you'll cheat yourself. Better to start out on the small side and work up in terms of trade.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And another option would be to, you can get these really small Ziplocs.
Right.
Very small. That might be a good instrument to
display. Yeah, well, I think I'd do that before I try to fabricate envelopes out of typing paper. And Ziploc bags right now are cheap and plentiful. And if you find an industrial supplier where you can get them by the case, you'd be good to go, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Find a, go wholesale on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, anything else, Dan?
No, I guess that's about it, John. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. Aloha. This talk radio at its best. The listeners learn from me. We learn from the listeners. Everybody learns from each other. Salt is not optional. I said this several times this morning. I'm going to repeat myself. Human beings cannot live without salt. I got your attention? You can't. Human bodies, human beings must have salt to survive. It's not optional. It is not optional. And they put iodine in salt for a reason. That's because people away from these oceans aren't consuming any seafood. They're not getting iodine in their diet. And you need iodized salt for health reasons. Really, sincerely, you do. So it's a great way to stock up a tremendous amount of value for not much money, storing up salt. And I like Dan's recommendation of getting a supply of small Ziploc bags. You could sell it if you had a scale, a mechanical scale, because EMP might knock out an electronic scale. A mechanical scale, you could weigh out the salt in the Ziploc bag for people and sell it right there, weigh it out in front of them so they can see they're getting a fair measure. Selling it by the ounce would be a smart thing to do. And if you're selling salt by the ounce, a quarter ton, 500 pounds, would be a lot of sales. Let's see. 16 times 500, that's how many portions you would get at 1 ounce per portion. That could be a nice little business that would carry you for a period of time. Of course, half a ton or a ton of salt really doesn't cost all that much money, quite frankly. And it could be a business that will help you achieve your goals in a long-term grid-down situation and helps a lot of thousands of people, hundreds if not thousands of people, be healthy because they have access to iodized salt because of your little home business. That would be a smart thing to do. We like to have win-win situations, don't we? And that would definitely be a win-win situation to have a home business selling iodized salt by the ounce. And the barter systems will pop up relatively quickly. Now, a lot of the old-timers that were young adults or even children during the Great Depression here in the Ozark, we're quickly losing them. The younger ones are now 90-plus years old, and we're losing a lot of them. But I grew up listening to the stories about one attorney I knew. He would get walnuts for legal fees, maybe rabbits or squirrels as legal fees. Now, I have neighbors right now that routinely do barter exchanges of eggs, milk, and we're talking organic milk. And we have a break. Stay tuned.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Thursday, the 7th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. You can spend a lot of time there. My webmaster, myself, we go to a lot of trouble making sure that we find information that is valuable to you, that will help you to understand the world we live in. Seriously, a lot there. Some of the new stuff under special videos there. Got Master Sergeant Roy Benavides. I got to have lunch with Roy. He got together with some of the Special Forces guys in St. Louis after a speaking engagement. We were in a restaurant, 72 degrees, and he was just sweating profusely. The extensive injuries he suffered in Vietnam caused him to no longer have his body be able to regulate itself, the temperature. But he had no outward signs of the continuous pain he had from his numerous injuries he suffered prior to being awarded the Medal of Honor. And I was proud to meet this man and shake his hand and be able to share a meal with him. There's lots of other things there I think you may get a lot of good information from that will educate you and entertain you. Something that's really funny, well, I like to have a little humor. the Real Housewives of ISIS. I was hoping it would be a miniseries, but the BBC put this thing together, and it's just a hoot. And if you want to have a good chuckle, it is a lot of fun. Of course, also my website are energy cleaners. If you didn't hear the first hour, you need to listen to the first hour. Listen to Tony from North Dakota, his testimonial. It's very powerful stuff. We focus on arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. Those are the things we focus on publicly. Chances are you or somebody you know has arthritis pain, or joint pain, or back pain, or not getting a great night's sleep. Chances are you know somebody like that. Maybe it's you. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm considering extending that to 90 days. It's not going to cause me any harm because I know people aren't going to let these things go once they get their hands on them. It's a marvelous healing device. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. Yes, I really like PayPal. I use it myself all the time. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. We're a little behind right now. It's a busy season for both myself and the mattress pad factory distributor I work with up in Chicago. But I do have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Most Americans, most of the time, if they're outdoors in the cold, and I say cold, below freezing, or severe cold where it gets in the teens and lower, they're either doing it for recreational purposes because they like to ski or maybe do some winter camping. But they're not out. Most Americans aren't outdoors for extended periods of time. The skiers are out there for anywhere from an hour to 2 or 3 hours, and they go inside to the lodge and have a great meal and some adult beverages. The campers, well, they're a hardier bunch, and they'll be out there 24 hours a day for as many days as they go camping. And as popular as camping is, camping in the wintertime is something that most campers don't participate in. I know I won't volunteer for it myself. I've done it. I've been on, it wasn't camping, it was military training. And I learned a lot. I did. And it's dealing with plus 10 in high humidity in the daytime and minus 10 in high humidity at night. It will change your attitude about winter. It will, seriously. And it needs to, and it will. Because as I sometimes say, any fool can go out there and be miserable out in the bush. But it takes intelligence and planning and training to be out in the bush in those extreme temperatures and still be relatively comfortable. It is possible to do that, and I've done it. I know how to do it. Now, if I have to, I'll do it again. And you can also. You can also. It's a matter of, first of all, motivation. Are you motivated? Do you really want to have that skill of being able to be out in zero weather or lower 24 hours a day for days on end? Well, if you want to and are motivated, you can figure it out. Now, in a grid down situation where you have to be in the cold for extended periods of time, you do not want to go to REI for your outer garments. Seriously. What they sell is high quality outer garments for casual recreational use, camping and hiking and skiing and things like that. Casual recreational use. Those are the operative words. You're not going to see ranchers and farmers going to REI for their outer garments. Why? Because they won't last. That's why. They may be attractive. They may fit well. They may be nice and toasty, cozy, warm, but they won't last in the kind of work that farmers and ranchers and construction workers do. They simply won't. No. No, you need to go shopping where the farmers and ranchers and construction workers go for their outer garments. Now, when it comes to hats, REI hats would be great. Gloves, not so much, depending on the activity you're doing. Underwear, absolutely. And I mention REI because, you know, it's a nationwide chain. Bass Pro and Gander Mountain and others, they have similar equipment. You're going to have great state-of-the-art underwear, great state-of-the-art socks. Boots, well, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. I generally don't get my foot gear from those types of places like REI, unless I carry Danner. Now, I've mentioned Danner a couple of weeks ago, and in my opinion, for long-term use out in the bush, whether it's 110 degrees or 10 below, Danner boots is what I want on my feet. I think they're the best boots money can buy. You're going to spend $200-$300, even more, on a good quality pair of Danner boots. Hey, suck it up, bite the bullet, and spend the money. Good quality foot gear and merino wool socks to go with them, in my opinion, is not optional. Let's talk about merino wool. I've discovered merino wool, it's been, I'm going to say about 12 years ago. I bought my first half dozen pairs of merino wool socks, which I'm still using. They're still in my daily cycle of wearing them and washing them, believe it or not, after 10 or 12 years. And a little hint from my wife, Dr. Moore, she knows more about doing laundry than I'll ever know. Turn your socks inside out when you launder them. You'll get a better result in terms of how clean they get and longevity both. I know it takes a couple of minutes to do that, but it's not a big deal. Now, merino wool is a special kind of wool. The fibers are longer than other types of wool. Therefore, for most people, most of the time, the wool is not itchy and scratchy. I wear my merino wool socks year-round. It doesn't matter if it's 110 degrees or 10 below. I wear my merino wool socks year-round. And like most American adults, I wear cotton socks in the warm weather and warmer, thicker, maybe wool socks in the winter. The cotton socks, for decades as I wore them in the summertime, whether it's for recreation or for work, within an hour or two in the hot weather, my feet would get wet from sweat and be kind of cool and damp and clammy all day long because of the cotton socks. With merino wool socks, the dampness is taken away from my foot into the sock, and it's a comfortable, it's not hot. And this may be counterintuitive. But the merino wool socks, at least for me, you might be different, but this has been my experience, that I'm perfectly comfortable wearing merino wool socks when it's 100 degrees. I am, seriously. Most likely you'll find the same thing for yourself. You can also find merino wool underwear, long underwear, tops and bottoms. It will do the same thing. Now, I'm not going to wear merino wool underwear in the summertime. Now, the old timers did. Maybe they had a whole different makeup of their body temperature regulation than we do now. But they wore long underwear year round. And quite frankly, I haven't tried it. I don't have merino wool underwear. I would like to get some, but it hasn't been a priority. I have other underwear that serves me pretty well. But I'd be interested in hearing from somebody who wears merino wool underwear in the warm weather, or even the hot weather, and getting a report. I know the filmmakers, the Hollywood filmmakers, for decades have shown the cowboys in the warm weather wearing long underwear. And I always thought, even as a boy, I thought, well, look at that. They're out there out west, it's hot weather, and these cowboys are wearing long underwear. It was always, usually, it was a funny scene where the cowboy has to jump out of bed and is in long underwear or something like that. But the filmmakers frequently are striving to get authenticity in their films, and they do their research and do their homework to get as authentic as they can. Apparently, that's the way it was a century ago. Maybe even closer in time than that, I don't know. Something worth looking into. Good quality foot gear, good quality gloves. Cheap stuff doesn't last, by the way. Cheap gloves will fall apart on you. I do use inexpensive leather work gloves, and I get a 6-pack or an 8-pack at a very reasonable price from Harbor Freight. And one of the things about work gloves is, no matter what quality they are, they're going to get beat up and get damaged. That's just the nature of work gloves. Their purpose is to protect your hands from damage. I was working on this antenna project with one of my neighbors the other day. He says, "John, I don't like wearing work gloves." And I said, "Well, I do things I don't like all the time. I wear them to protect my hands. I'm working." Obviously, if you're working with small parts and certain tools, you have to take the gloves off to get the dexterity you need to manipulate small parts and certain tools. But I do wear my leather work gloves a lot outside. I keep them stuck in my back pocket. I put them on and take them off as necessary to protect my hands from damage. It's routine to see people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and older here missing a digit here in the Ozarks. Men and women both, by the way, from various accidents happen around their farms and ranches. Losing a digit is not all that uncommon around here. Farm equipment, working with farm equipment, is dangerous. I know that from personal experience, putting a brush hog on a tractor, or taking it off, putting a grading blade on the tractor, or taking it off, it's dangerous because you're working with steel and hydraulics and a lot of weight, and it's real easy to have a serious injury very quickly. Chainsaws, oh my goodness, yeah. I wear chaps. I didn't grow up using a chainsaw. I was probably 30 years old before I ever touched a chainsaw. I wear Kevlar chaps. I got a military surplus from Sportsman's Guide at a very reasonable price. And you can see the patches I've placed on there from where the chainsaw, if I hadn't had the chaps on, would have went into my legs. I also wear a helmet with a face guard and earmuffs when I use that kind of equipment, both line trimmers and chainsaws. And, of course, I wear gloves and eye protection as well. Most men out here don't. They don't wear a helmet, eye protection, face protection, Kevlar chaps. They simply don't. Most of the men in my neighborhood have hearing loss as a consequence of using that kind of equipment for decades. And it's just expected that you'll have hearing loss if you live in the Ozarks and live the lifestyle that these men do out here on these farms and ranches. Not necessary. I just keep the helmet with the hearing protection built in right next to the chainsaw and the chaps. Everything's all together. And when it comes time for me to get the chainsaw out, I put on my protective gear, leather boots, Kevlar chaps, helmet with face shield, and I wear the face shield stops the big stuff, not the little stuff, so I wear the safety glasses in addition to the face shield. And, of course, the earmuffs are built into the helmet. And I get out there, and I'll go through a tank or two of fuel and cut whatever needs to be cut. I was working with my friend Ron the other day. We had the chainsaws out working on the range, on our rifle pistol range, to clear out some brush that had grown up. Around my place, we have, in a lot of many locations around our 45 acres here, unlimited water, unlimited sunshine. And another friend of mine, he refers to it in the summertime as Missouri jungle. The speed at which stuff grows around here is breathtaking. if you clear a patch of ground and don't pay attention to it for two or three years, it's grown up tremendously. After 8 or 10 years, it looks like no European has ever been there before. It gets that thick. I mean, it's just amazing. It is, and that's just the nature of where we live. Unlimited water, unlimited sunshine. These creek bottoms, yeah, they grew up really fast. You know, we were real enthusiastic and cleared them all out about 10 years ago. You can't tell we're ever in that creek now. The trees are 6 and 8 inches thick in some places. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com. Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on the 7th day of December. I would dearly love to see the President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, do a press conference beginning with showing the members of the press a video clip of Building 7 collapsing into its own foundation, its own footprint. I would love to have see him do that. He knows. Of course he knows that what happened on the 11th day of September 2001 is not what the federal government of the United States claims. Of course he knows. He knows that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation is complicit in multiple felonies. And I believe that he will be going after the Clinton Foundation and Hillary and Bill Clinton both. These things need to happen. They really do. It's an open secret that what happened on September 11, 2001 is not what the federal government claims in the 9/11 Commission report, which I have a copy of, by the way, which doesn't even mention Building 7. Doesn't even mention it. Donald Trump has scared the New World Order, as well he should. He's a genuine patriot, doing the right things for the right reason. People trying to say, I was watching a guy say, oh, he became president to make contacts to further his business interests. Excuse me. Oh, come on. Come on. That's so far-fetched. It doesn't even come close to having any resemblance to reality. And people do believe that, unfortunately. Unfortunately. I love this president. He's a breath of fresh air. Incrementally, this man is taking apart, bit by bit, day by day, behind the scenes, these tweets and so forth. That's by design, to distract the media. Donald Trump's a media person. He understands how the media works, and his staff knows, too. They know how to keep them distracted with silliness, such as which football players are on a knee and which ones aren't. They know how to do that. Distracting the mass media away from what they're really doing in the Oval Office, incrementally dismantling what's happened since the first George Bush got elected president. So we got two George Bushes, Clinton and Obama administrations. Bad, bad legislative actions that they took that's being dismantled incrementally. New World Order knows that they're on a short opportunity here. The window's closing. The military will be rebuilt. If they don't act quickly, Donald Trump will save this country. That's why I'm encouraging all of you to get your preparation squared away, because they know they have to act quickly to stop this man before he makes America great again. Just about out of time. Tomorrow we should have Tom Berryhill with us talking about emergency communications. First hour, second hour, we'll have Dr. Myers. In the meantime, get medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.